You got to take the recorder to Mexico.
Oh,
are you going to Mexico?
Yeah, I'm going to Mexico City.
Are you
going to
bike tour there?
Intentionally.
Okay.
You might end up bike touring.
We're taking Bromptons with us.
Oh, that's cool.
At least that's the hope.
That's nice, yeah.
So you'll bounce around by bike at least some
point. Yeah, yeah. We found this Brompton club that like tricks out their Bromptons.
Oh, that's right.
And, like, does like day rides out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
So you definitely have to take the recorder.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I've got to point out that Erin, she's taking a bike tour trip down in.
I was going to Mexico.
In Mexico?
I went down to Baja and.
Oh, really?
Oh, badass.
Started in Tijuana and went down about halfway and then. Had to come back up on a bus.
Nice.
I had to come back up on the bus. Well, I only had a month off from work, so you know, I was limited in time.
Sure.
So
as much touring as you can do, and then
And that I basically was trying to like push myself as far as I could go, and then was just going to hop on the buses whenever that happened. I don't even remember the name of the city right now. I'd have to look at the map.
Yeah.
But it was really amazing. And I was by myself and people were like, oh my God, you're by yourself. How are you not killed? Like, I never felt in danger, actually.
How could you possibly exist in the world?
Not really. I mean, I got a lot of harassment and occasionally I would get buzzed by cars, but it's a Highway 1 and it's a pretty, traveled route by bike tourists. I mean, you don't see a ton of other people.
Sure.
But there's...
But it's an established route.
Yeah, so cars are a little, you know, used to seeing you.
Sure.
So.
But in terms of harassment, it's the, like, catcalling harassment, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like street harassment.
Yes.
Okay.
There was a... It was, like, at the beginning, I was, like, way too blissed out to... be upset. Like, I was like, oh, I'm bike touring in Mexico. Yeah. This is great. But by the end, I was like screaming back at people, which they thought was hilarious.
Of course.
I was like, I know this is exactly like what they want me to do, and I just can't help myself at this point.
I'm compelled
to respond. To tell you to F off.
Right, right, exactly.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to censor yourself.
I was going to say, did you use the letter
FCC?
F?
No, I totally didn't.
The FCC ain't got shit on us.
Woo.
She used the fuck word when she was in Mexico.
Oh.
Erin Flores, do you intend to?
Do I intend to?
Yes.
I don't intend to, but I'm sure I will.
What is the F word down in Mexico?
It's fuck.
Is it?
I mean, enough people probably understand
that.
Here's something. I don't know Spanish, but I know enough. And swear words, some swear words translate approximately. But swearing in general is cultural and so therefore limited by the language. So there's rarely a one-to-one translation.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are a few maybe substitutes that would, yeah, that would come pretty close.
Yeah. Why the sexual activity?
Why the fornication?
Yes.
That's what we all have in common.
Sexual activity, that. All right. I think the trade in the background means it's time to start.
I think so. That's what it means.